This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, January 29th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll look at the Clinton campaign's efforts to take away some of Barack Obama's young voters in Illinois. And we'll have a look at a very changing AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana. But first, a look at today's news. A political fundraiser with ties to Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich and presidential candidate Barack Obama is hoping to get out of jail today. Robert Wildebor has more.
Federal authorities arrested Tony Rezko at his house Monday morning. For the last year, he's been free on $2 million bond, but now authorities are worried that might not be enough, and the judge agrees. Prosecutors are pointing to $3.5 million Rezko got last spring from a business partner in Lebanon. Rezko's attorney Joseph Duffy tried to take the blame for the confusion, saying he didn't know he had to disclose the transaction to the court because the money wasn't income. He says it was a loan used to pay debts and legal fees. Duffy had difficulty saying where all that money is now, so Judge Amy St. Eve gave him an extra day to go through the financial records. She may decide to keep Rezko in jail through his trial, or adjust his bond up to reflect the amount of money he can get his hands on. I'm Robert Wildebor.
On the same day of Tony Rezko's arrest, some of Illinois' top elected officials were encouraging voters to cast their ballots for Senator Barack Obama. State Comptroller Dan Hines says the much-scrutinized relationship between Rezko and Obama won't have a big impact on Obama's campaign for president.
The most you can do when one of your supporters does something wrong after the fact is disassociate yourself with that person, and that's what Senator Obama has done.
Hines says Obama should not be judged for the actions of someone else. Rezko has contributed thousands of dollars to some of Obama's campaigns. Obama returned more than $11,000 to charities. Hines, along with other top state officials, say they want to be sure voters aren't taking it for granted Obama will win Illinois in the primary. Elections officials in Illinois want state voters to know that early voting for the February 5th primary ends on Thursday. The Champaign County Clerk's Office will end early voting at 4:30 Thursday afternoon. Clerk Mark Sheldon says hundreds have already taken advantage. Meanwhile, the Chicago Board of Elections says that just more than 1.3 million people are registered for the upcoming primary. That total is similar to those in the 2004, 1996, and 1992 presidential years, but less than the total in 2000. A legislator from Danville says it's time to see how other lawmakers react to a bill calling for downstate gaming. Republican State Representative Bill Black sponsored legislation that would place a riverboat casino in a community of less than 50,000 people, with the stipulation that no other casinos operate within 50 miles of there. It also requests that the Illinois Gaming Board consider placing the casino in an economically depressed area. Black says the bill has the backing of Danville City Council, but notes he's garnered support from elsewhere.
We're not next door to any existing boat. We don't cannibalize. It makes sense to appeal to out-of-state customers. So we've had expressions of support from Chicago legislators, from people in further downstate, and certainly from central Illinois. But whether that translates into that hard vote, should we get there, you never know.
Black says it's worth the effort to sponsor a gaming bill, noting legislators have yet to agree on a capital plan for downstate road and bridge construction. Tax dollars from the casino would pay for those things. The House lawmaker says while the bill is a long shot, it at least gets legislators talking. The measure was filed last week and referred to a House committee. 3 years after buying land along Illinois Route 130 in Urbana, Menards is making plans to develop it. Urbana City Council members heard the details last night as AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
Just the idea of a Menards home improvement store opening in Urbana was enough to gladden the hearts of city council members like Lynn Barnes.
Because a lot of people have said, you know, guys, you can't buy, you know, a ladder in Urbana, or you can't buy, you know, building materials in Urbana. And of course, past couple years, we've got Walmart. That's a positive from that perspective. But Menards will just add more products that are available in our community.
The Menards store is tentatively set to open in 2010, just south of Urbana's Walmart. But Menards Incorporated is planning much more than just one store. The privately held company owns or has access to more than 350 acres on a mile-long stretch of Route 130. It plans to develop more retail and commercial projects on both sides of the highway over the next several years and build single and multifamily residential developments in back along Washington Street and a planned extension of Florida Avenue. Menards and the city will share the cost of road improvements for the project. Formal annexation and zoning proposals for the project will come to the Urbana City Council later this year. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Also last night, Urbana City Council members gave their preliminary approval to plans for beautifying the Philo Road Shopping District. The plans include nearly $1.4 million in new landscaping and trees, renovated streetlights and new bus shelters and bike racks. Philo Road businesses would be encouraged to make their own improvements as well. A University of Illinois football player is free on bond but suspended from the team as he faces weapons charges stemming from a weekend arrest at a Champaign bar. 19-year-old Eric Robertson pleaded not guilty yesterday to numerous counts, including aggravated discharge of a firearm and two counts of unlawful use of a weapon. The charges stem from an incident early Sunday at the Illusions Bar on West Clark Street in Champaign. Champaign County State's Attorney Julia Reitz charges Robertson was carrying a concealed and loaded weapon without a valid FOID card and firing it in a reckless manner that endangered another person. Robertson's next court appearance is set for March 11th. Members of Indiana's congressional delegation called for Republicans and Democrats to work together following President Bush's State of the Union address last night. Democratic Senator Evan Bayh says Bush has worked with Republicans and Democrats in Congress on an economic stimulus package, and he hopes this approach will become habit-forming. And Republican Senator Richard Lugar says the speech underscores the importance of doing the nation's business despite the distraction of a presidential campaign. He says every attempt should be made to set aside partisan gamesmanship. Democratic Congressman Brad Ellsworth says political disagreement shouldn't get in the way of finding solutions to the problems America faces. He says he especially hopes Congress will move quickly to pass a short-term economic stimulus package. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. In just 1 week, Illinois will be one of 22 states casting primary ballots in what's been dubbed Super Tuesday. The campaigns are making their final push. That includes New York Senator Hillary Clinton's campaign, which is looking to compete with Illinois Senator Barack Obama on his home turf. But not only is the Clinton campaign looking to compete here, it's making a concerted effort to go after one of Obama's key demographics, young voters. Ben Calhoun has this story.
Illinois Senator Barack Obama is expected to win a popular majority in Illinois on Tuesday. For one, a recent poll showed him with a 2-1 lead. There's also the state Democratic Party, which has fallen in line behind Obama.
This is Barack Obama country.
Just yesterday, state controller Dan Hines stood with other Democratic leaders talking about plans to mobilize their political organizations for Obama.
If he's working in other states, we're going to cover him right here in Illinois.
Thing is, nominations are about delegates, and Illinois awards delegates proportionately, which means percentages matter. Democratic candidates need about 2,000 delegates to secure the nomination. With 185 delegates, Illinois is the third biggest prize for Democrats on Super Tuesday. In Illinois, even if a candidate doesn't win a majority, but they get at least 15% in a single congressional district, they get a slice of the delegates from that district.
We know that Senator Obama has great support in Illinois, but we're not taking Illinois for granted. We're not leaving Illinois behind.
Stacey Zolt-Hara is a spokesperson for the Clinton campaign. Just as Obama is trying to win delegates in Clinton's home state of New York, Zolt-Hara says the Clinton campaign is doing the same thing here.
The delegates that we win in Illinois could put Hillary Clinton over the edge in February 5 to win the Democratic nomination.
Clinton does have some claim to the state, as she grew up in the Chicago suburb of Park Ridge. Besides Obama, Clinton is the only Democrat with full delegate slates in each of Illinois' congressional districts. The Clinton campaign also recently opened up a Chicago office, ramping up its efforts leading into the state's primary. Clinton's effort to compete on all fronts here includes a fight for young voters, meaning that in Chicago, there are Clinton organizers that have taken on what would seem to be a double uphill battle, going after one of Obama's bases of support right in his own backyard.
Hey, come on up.
Over the weekend, 31-year-old Chicagoan Kevin Dujan was hosting a phone bank at his home on the city's north side. About a dozen volunteers climbed the stairs to his third-floor apartment.
You almost made it.
Dujan wore a red T-shirt that read, "Hot for Hillary." And in his apartment, windows, walls, even cupcakes were decorated to support Clinton. For nearly 3 hours, the volunteers sat in every room, calling likely voters and punching in information about them.
Alfredo, hello, I'm Alexandra. I'm a volunteer for Hillary's campaign. Oh, you love her, as do I.
Alexandra Stabrawa and Elizabeth Newkirk, ages 21 and 20, were among the volunteers. Stabrawa says they both started out supporting Obama.
Chicago, you know, hometown pride. Yeah, go Obama. I'm not voting for Hillary just because she's a woman, you know, whatever. Come on.
But the two say they saw one of the debates in September, and that sold them on Clinton.
Since then, we've just
fired up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was great. Amazing, yeah.
Newkirk and Stabrawa have been volunteering for the Clinton campaign since last fall. Stabrawa admits sometimes, especially in Chicago, it's hard to be a young person who supports Clinton.
There's so much of this Facebook, MySpace, online stuff going out where everybody knows who you're supporting, what Facebook groups you're in, that there's really a lot of peer pressure to vote for somebody because everybody thinks they're cool and all your friends are doing it.
As the two women work the phones, Brian Kranz is down the hall training some new volunteers.
Focus on your personal story of why you support Hillary Clinton, why you think she's the best candidate.
Kranz is in charge of recruiting young people for Clinton's Illinois campaign, trying to make sure there are more stories like Newkirk's and Stabrawa's. Kranz actually volunteered for Obama's 2006 Senate run and says he still likes the senator, but says he was so convinced Clinton was a better candidate for president, he signed up to work on her Chicago campaign.
I introduced myself as somebody who was interested in getting involved and somebody who had a lot of knowledge about what was going on in the internet, especially social networking.
Since then, Kranz has been organizing events for young supporters and coordinating outreach on the web. Kranz says he's had a lot of success winning over young people with a pitch that spotlights Clinton's experience and what he describes as her progressive positions on the issues. He says in some cases, peer pressure favoring Obama has helped his cause, making it an act of independence to support Clinton.
To say that, hey, we're battling what, you know, a lot of people would say is the incumbent candidate in Illinois, which is Barack Obama.
Kranz says it's also not just about the primary in Illinois, but about building a network of young Clinton supporters that could be used in the future.
This is a nationwide competition, and no matter what happens in Chicago or in Illinois, I believe Hillary's going to win the nomination. You know, we couldn't just wait to start a campaign here after she wins the nomination. We really had to build a framework, and I knew that was going to be tough, but I think it's all going to pay off.
In response to the Clinton campaign's effort to go after young voters in Illinois, the Obama campaign said they take the challenge seriously and they're not taking anything in Illinois for granted. Towards the end of our interview, I asked Brian Kranz if he's always been attracted to tough jobs. He quickly said yes, definitely, then paused and said his job is not that tough because he knows there's support out there. I'm Ben Calhoun.
In the forecast for the region today, cloudy and windy, a few showers and perhaps a passing thunderstorm possible through early afternoon, then becoming very windy, much colder during the late afternoon with rain mixing with snow around sunset. We'll have a high of 52, but the temperature will plunge into the 30s during the late afternoon. Winds from the south at 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusty during the morning, shifting to westerly at 20 to 35 miles per hour, gusts over 40 during the late afternoon. A wind advisory is in effect from noon today until midnight tonight. For tonight, cloudy skies, very windy, much colder, snow showers and blowing snow during the evening hours and clearing after midnight with a low of 7 degrees. We'll have winds from the west to northwest, 25 to 35 miles per hour, gusts over 45 during the evening hours, diminishing after midnight. Mostly sunny tomorrow, the high 26. We'll have increasing clouds tomorrow evening, the low 17. Cloudy and breezy Thursday, some snow showers arriving, the high 32. Cloudy with snow possible Thursday night as well, the low 25. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, January 29th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wyol.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.